Welcome back, Viking fans, to the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium. We are just moments away from kickoff as our Lounge High Vikings play host to the Tipp County Blue Devils in the ninth game of this 2013 season. And for all of your play-by-play action, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. And look back here, fellas. We got Tyson Harris back there. I thought I saw Tyson running out on field. He is. Sophomore. Brandon Roberts, number 31. And on the far side, number 21, Alex Brown. Setting the kickoff for Tipton is number 90, Angel Nuez. Nuez with the ball on the far hash mark. Kicking towards that south end zone. High end over end kick. Alex Brown backs up, takes it at the 2, drops it, picks it up at the 6. He's at the 10. He's trying to get at the 20, and they say he'll step out of bounds at the 18-yard line. It was a short, not a short kick, but he took it at the 2, dropped it, and then picked it up, but managed to get back to the 18, where the Vikings will take over first and 10 from our own 18-yard line. Ball will be on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial from that south end zone towards the north end zone. Coming out on the field is the sophomore Austin Dixon, along with Arvin Berry, Jerome Daniels, and Brandon Roberts at the wing back. Malik Roberts wide is the wide out to the press box side of the field. Tipped in a four-man front. Four linebackers up tight. They're stacking the box, folks. They're stacking them with nine players. We've got Brandon Roberts in motion. Give it to Brandon. Trying to get to the corner. They get a hand on him in the backfield. He's across the 20. Give him 4 yards out to the 22. And Brandon Roberts made that on his own. They had a hand on him in the backfield, but he managed to turn the corner and get upfield to pick up some positive yardage.
Yeah, the Rover back, number 43, one of my impact players, Zach Abbott, in there for the tackle for the Tipp County Blue Devils. And he's doing his job as he just shed the block, got outside, and made the tackle.
They get the play from the sidelines. Folks, when I tell you they have put nine men within probably 8 yards of that football, they have. The safeties are backed up about the 25. The ball is on the 22. Everybody else is at the 20-yard or closer. Jerome Daniels in motion. Pitch out around the right side, looking for a block. Got a hole. Turns the corner. And they say, I'm sorry, they say we actually lost yardage, Bill. I didn't realize that. I thought it was up to the 22. Now we're up to the 24, so it's going to be third and about five. Maybe third and four on that play. As the ball moves to the far side. Again, Tiff stacks the box. We've got double tight ends. 10:37 to go here in the first quarter. No score, our first possession. Dixon rolls back, looking to throw the ball. Way downfield, got a man open. The catch made by number 81. That is Gabe Neighbors, the tight end. Come off the right side of the field, over into the left side in front of the press box. And we've got a first down all the way out to the 45. Good play by Austin Dixon. A 16-yard pass play from Dixon to Gabe Neighbors.
Gabe Neighbors, one of those tight ends that we talked about in the countdown to kickoff, about how well he played and what he's going to need to do tonight.
They stopped the clock. I'm sorry, it was a 21-yard pass play. Tipped again. Now we give it to number 34. That's Anthony Robinson. Oh, there's a flag comes in from the referee. We're either got a face mask or we've got a hold. Preliminary call. Personal foul. Face mask. Because when that referee tosses it, that's one or the other.
So face mask against the Blue Devils. That'll mark 15 more yards for the Vikings and give us another first down.
And they'll come from the end of the run. So that'll take it into Blue Devil territory. Down to the 37-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial as we're broadcasting from the Commercial Banking Company press box. 10:16 to go first quarter. No score. Our first possession. Dixon will slide under center. Four down linemen. Five linebackers. They show blitz off the right corner. Drops back to pass again, looks, throws way downfield, looking for Brandon Roberts, over the shoulder catch, into the touch, into the end zone, touchdown Vikings.
A 37-yard touchdown pass to Brandon Roberts. I see ya, Brandon Roberts. Brandon Roberts, another tradition scoring impact player.
Bill, they stack at nine in that box. Coach has said, you going to stack them up there? I'm going deep on you. I'm going to throw on you. And that's what we've done so far. The swinging gate down on the field. Let's see what happens. Ride it back over. Jay Culpepper found out he likes to be called Jay. Jay Culpepper, the long snapper. John Belcher to hold. Nick Hart to attempt the extra point.
Waiting on Jay snap. There it is. The ball's down. Kicks up. It's good.
10:03 to go first quarter. Vikings 7, Tiff nothing. Back after this 60-second break. High, high kick they throw to this side of the field. They throw it back, catch it, throw it back across the field. We did a high pooch kick almost to LaDarius Stewart at the 30. They threw it across the field. That was to Malik Henry. Henry returns it all the way out to the 44-yard line. Right off the bat, John Reed has gone to that bag of tricks that he likes to use.
Well, that's one of the things that we know John Reed is going to run some trick plays. And as many as three or four in a game. That's the first one.
Ball on the far hash mark as Tiff goes from left to right on your radio dial in all white. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Wedgworth in the shotgun for the Blue Devils. We're in a four-man front. Gives it to LaDarius Stewart. No, keeps it. The ball's on the ground. Picks it up and we tackling for a loss. And that's Trey Jackson, the senior, who was blitzing that caught Ryan Wedgworth all the way back to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, just, again, one of the things that Tift has had some problems with is a little bit of fumbleitis and not good handoffs.
And that is, it will be second and about 16. Pistol. Single receiver either side of the field. Now gives it to LaDarius Stewart right up the middle. Stewart will get about 2 yards as he runs into the teeth of that Viking defense. As it gets up to the 38-yard line, it will be second, and it looks about 14 from there. 9:02 to go in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. We scored on our first possession. This is Tip's first possession of the ball game, Bill. It's going to be third and about 14.
14, yeah, 14 or 15, 16.
He sends twins to the near side, single two receivers far side. Keeps the back in the backfield with him to the right. We're in a four-man front, drops back, looking to pass. Goes way downfield, got a man open, that's number two. Oh, and tipped away by Alex Brown. They had Malik Henry, he had a step on him, but Alex Brown closed in a hurry. Tipped that ball away as it was down around the 20, and tipped will have to punt.
Well, the ball just a hair underthrown. And Alex Brown was just on the hip pocket of the receiver, reached up at the last moment, knocked it away. Great play by Alex Brown. And Tiff County will have to punt here. Number 26 is their punter. That's Mason Gan.
Gan standing back about the 25. He'll we block it. We block it and pick it up. Off to the end zone we go. Touchdown, number 32,
Brian Bell.
Brian Bell.
Boy, we hit that punter, and I thought we were fixing to get a flag, but then the ball just thudded off of him, and Brian Bell there to pick it up, and the Vikings go up quickly on the blocked punt.
I'm trying to see who blocked it.
We'll get that for you in just a minute. 28 was the block. That's Carlos Lee. Another one of our traditions flooring impact players. We're getting good at this.
Jay Culpepper. It's a long snap it. There's a snap. Kicks up. It's good. 8:21 to go. First quarter. Vikings 14. Tiff nothing. Back after the 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Viking Company press box. Nick Hart set to kick off. Again, the Bill, it looks like it's going to be one of those high, high pooch kicks.
Maybe this time they won't throw that lateral back. Let's see what happens.
It is a high, high pooch kick. LaDarius Stewart takes it at the 22. He's looking for a hole as he gets across the 30, the 35, up to about the 37-yard line.
Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
We didn't able to do last drive, so Brandon Roberts with a 37-yard touchdown reception. That drive was five plays, 82 yards, ran 1 minute 57 seconds off the clock. The most recent touchdown was a blocked field goal, a blocked punt by number 28, Carlos Lee. He returned it by Brian Bell, 22 yards, Vikings lead 14-0 with 8 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Thank you, Taylor. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side, Wedgeworth for tip in the shotgun. They give it to number 20, that's Stewart around the left side. Got a hole as he just kind of juked one of our guys at the 39, got across the 40, up to the 40, up to the 46. Update, 7 minutes left in the half, it's fouled off the 10. Colquitt three.
Yeah, as he swept around there, that was Stewart for Tift County. He just slightly hesitated, was able to pull up, pick up about 7 or 8 yards.
Now he goes to single receivers either side in the pistol, two backs in front of him. Again, gives it to Stewart right up the middle, nothing there. He'll get, it was second and four. It'll be third and about two, Bill, as he gets out to about the 47. And there's absolutely nothing in that middle when they run like that.
Yeah, they need to get to their own 49, and that will be right on exactly 2 yards. So third and two for the Tift County Blue Devils here. Clock running, 7:18 here in the first quarter, with the Vikings leading 14-0 over the Tift County Blue Devils.
Tift, again, will send Twins to the near side, Twins to the far side. Wedgeworth for Tift at quarterback in the pistol. That's Stewart behind him. We're in a five-man front. He audibles the play. Takes a snap. Play action. He keeps it. He'll have the first down as he crosses the 50 down to the 49 into Viking territory. And that's the first time we've seen him run that quarterback read play.
Yeah, not very many yards, but enough. They only needed two. He picked up about four. Got to the first down. That one, they were really pushing the 25-second clock. I was giving you a signal. He was down to the last 2 seconds when he took the snap.
First and 10 as Tiff gets into the Viking territory for the first time tonight. They're the first down. We have three of them. Single receivers, either side of the field. Three backs in the backfield. Again to Stewart. Nope, he keeps it right up the middle. Gets hit, and he'll fall forward and stretch that frame out and pick up about 2 yards. 6:22 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading 14-0. Biddle should be second, and I think they're going to say eight as he got down to about the 47-yard line.
Wes, Bill, you hear the band in the background playing. They're trying to get a little life in this crowd. We talked about whether the cold would be have an effect on the game, and I think so far it is because the fans are not in it. 3rd and 4 minutes to go, and nobody was up cheering.
Thank you, Marty, for that side for the equipment parts supply sideline update. Twins to the near side, single receiver far side. Wedgeworth rolled right, looking, keeps the ball, tucks it, starts to run, gets a block. He has the first down as he crosses the 40 down to the 35, all the way down to our 34-yard line, Bill. He needed 8 yards, and he picked up about 10.
Well, that's the dangerous part that Wedgeworth brings. He can throw so well. He rolls out. He's looking for that wide receiver down there. And then all he has to do is tuck it, and he picks up 13 yards and a first down.
It'll be first and 10, Tiff. 5:30 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 14-0. Two receivers far side, two near side. And he gives it to Malik Henry on an end around. He slips and falls at the line of scrimmage. And he'll go down at the 35. In fact, he'll lose a yard, so it'll be second and 9 from there.
Trailing him was number 17, Trey Jackson. He'll get credit for the tackle as he slips down, and that's a loss. Whenever we can put them in a negative situation on first down, that's where we find success. Now, we've got to be able to stop them here.
It'll be second and 11. They're going from left to right on your radio dial towards that south end zone. Again, ball on the far hash mark. They send two receivers far side, two near side. Wedgeworth waiting on the snap for the Blue Devils. Got the Larry Stewart motion. Play action pass. Keeps it loose. Tosses downfield. Looking for a man. And we intercept it at the 5. Up to the 10. The 15. There's going to be a hold as we cross the 20 and the 25. But they're going to call a hold back at the 17.
Yeah, that was number 31, Brandon Roberts, with the interception. But as you called it, as on his way back, there is a flag thrown in there.
And, guys, they got it for a block in the back right down here on the, looks like about the 16-yard line. It'll be half a distance, but we'll have the ball. We'll be on the 8-yard.
First and 10 Vikings. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
So the Vikings will be penalized, but as Marty said, we do have the ball. This only our second offensive possession. We lead 14 to nothing. We had a good drive in the first our first possession, went down and scored. We blocked a punt for the extra, for the second touchdown. And now, as I said, this only our second offensive series, but we're going to start inside the 10, Wes.
And we're going to start at the ball just across the 8-yard line. They'll get the chain set. When they set them down, they'll wind the clock. 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 14 to nothing. Tipped again. They've got 9 men, now 8 guys within about 6 yards of that football. Jerome Daniels in motion, and we give it to Arvin Berry, the fullback, as he crosses the 10, and we're going to have a holding call.
Well, there's a flag comes in the middle, another one from the outside, so let's see what we got here.
And the guy who threw it, when he throws it, you're going to have a hold. And he'll step over. And waiting for the referee.
We're still waiting as far as what the hold, what the call is going to be here. Some discussion between the officials. Now we have it. Chop block.
Chop block. Okay.
We have a chop block.
And I will say this for the officiating crew. It's probably one of the top crews in the state.
That's going to move us half the distance back. And the Vikings...
That'll take us back to, Bill, the 4-yard line where it will be first.
Still first down, but.
Yep, be first and 14. We've got to get up to the 19-yard line for a first down, so. And we're back at the 4. Let's see how tight Tip wants to stack it up here on defense as they've got those 4 down linemen. Now they go to 5 linebackers. Dixon calls out the play. Tied into the far side of the field, ball on the near hash mark. Anthony Robinson in motion. We give it to Robinson around the right side. No, we don't. We give it to the fullback up the middle. I thought we'd give it to Robinson, but it went to the fullback. And we'll get maybe a yard, if that. That's going to be second. And 13.
Yeah, they do mark it at the 5. That was number 20, Arvin Berry, the fullback. 3:41 the clock running here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 14 to nothing over the Tift County Blue Devils.
Our second possession of the night. Tift in a 5-man front. We've got a man in motion. That's Daniels again. We give it to the back right up the middle. And Tift just stacks it. They meet him at the 5-yard line. And actually they're going to say...
Yeah, no gain. They're going to mark him at the 5-yard line.
Brunswick leads Camden 6-3 in that ball game. Thank you, Mr. Joe Stubbs, our press box manager, keeping us up to date on the scores. Bill, it's going to be 3rd and 13. They're stacking it up there and saying, you're not going to run it up the middle on us here. Let's see what Dixon does here, what they have got dialed up. We go back to a double tight end set. He's under center. Looks, changes the play. And Tift audible something on defense. We're down to 3, 2, 1. There's, oh, and we call time. Coach calls time with that. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this break.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high above Martin Stadium. We're in the first quarter as our Vikings take on the Tift County Blue Devils. 2:36 left in the first quarter. Vikings leading 14 to nothing. But we're kind of in a hole right now as we are at our own 5-yard line. 3rd down and 13. We called a timeout as the 25-second clock was ticking down inside of 2 seconds. And let's see what Coach McPherson's got here. Maybe get out of this hole. At least nothing else. Give us some room to punt, Wes.
Absolutely. I'm looking for maybe a little pass play because we've been able to throw on them, just haven't been able to run very well. Dixon slides under center. Got man in motion. Oh, give it on the counter play. And that is...
Looks like Brandon Roberts.
It looks like Brandon Roberts. He'll get out about the 14. That'll give us a little room to punt.
Yeah, he picks up some good yards on the run. You mentioned about throwing. I think we've been around Coach McPherson long enough. When you're that much in the hole, Coach McPherson doesn't have that kind of confidence to get out there and throw the ball. Now, sometimes he might, but I think he just wanted to get some space to be able to give his punter some room.
Ladarius Stewart goes back deep. That's their tailback, their kick returner. That's also the only man that the coaches say is headed to the next level after this year. Oh, we fumble the ball in the end zone. Belcher's trying to get it away. And we fumble it, and they recover the ball, Bill, for a touchdown.
Yeah, Belcher was trying to just get himself out of the end zone, and unfortunately fumbles it. Tiff County recovers it, and it's a touchdown for the Blue Devils. You made the comment about him being the only one going to the next level. I was told that number 60, Ike Powell, is already verbally committed to Vanderbilt as a long snapper.
Number 9, that is Brandon Rowe on to attempt the extra point for Tiff. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. And with 2:21 to go here in the first quarter, it's a Vikings 14, Tiff 7, back after the 60-second break. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, and Tiff set to kick off. Ooh. Let's go to Taylor Biddle right after this play for the Page Heating and Drive, Heating and Air Drive recap. There's the kick, high kick. Alex Brown backs up into the end zone. Touchback will take over on the 20. Let's go to Taylor.
Really, there's no drive. We fumbled it at the 1 yard line, picked it up, and we fumbled it in the end zone. Number 58 for them recovered it. That is Jalen Johnson. Tip scores without having the ball, guys. 14-7, 2 minutes and 22 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Well, Taylor, both teams have had a defensive touchdown. We had, both special teams. We block a punt, and they tackle our punter in the end zone, and pump stripped him of the ball. And so right now, the only offensive production out of either team comes from our Vikings. First and 10, Vikings, they're going from left to right on your radio dial. Number 13, that is Ahmad Snead at fullback. We put Anthony Robinson in motion. Dixon drops back, looks, there comes a rush. He steps up in the pocket, tucks the ball, starts to run. Oh, he got hit hard at the 22, but what a trooper. Austin Dixon just looked like they bent him double, drove him in the ground, and he just popped right up and said, hey, is that the best you got?
Well, he did take a big hit. He kind of leaped over to get out of the way, and the defender was right there in the hole, almost face mask to face mask.
Second and 8. Tip. 5 down linemen. 3 linebackers up tight. Corners out wide. We give it to Daniels. And Jerome looking for a hole, fights his way up to the 25, and that's as far as he's going to get. They're stopping the clock. What you got, Bill?
There is a flag over on the far hash mark thrown by the side judge. They're going to throw it about the 21. Let's see what the call is.
Waiting for the referee to step over. Again, a chop block against our Vikings. And now chop block, folks, if you don't understand what we're saying, there is an area, if you line up outside the tackles, and you're outside the tackles, you cannot come back into that area and block a man below the waist. And that's what they're saying we're doing. If you're lining up outside the tackles, tackle to tackle is a free blocking zone, but if you're outside the tackles and you come back into that area, you cannot block a man below the waist. So it's going to back it up second and about 19 as the ball is back on the 11-yard line. 1:36 to go here, first quarter. Vikings leading 14-7. Dixon with Robinson in motion. Keeps it, looks, stops. Tosses it downfield to Jerome Daniels. Makes the catch up to the 22. Bill, that will put us in a manageable third down situation, even though it will be 3rd and 8.
Yeah, that really did. Jerome Daniels able to just find a little spot in the zone there as Austin Dixon rolls out to his left, finds him in that soft spot of the zone. Good catch, and you say makes it in a manageable 3rd and 7 now.
Yep, 3rd and 7.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Dixon in the shotgun. Tiff goes to a four-man front. When we give it to Jerome Daniels, he's across the 25, up to the 30. The 35, he'll have the first down. As we needed seven, and he got us about 12. And the first down Vikings. We're inside a minute to go here in the first quarter.
A little bit of misdirection that time. You go to that that shotgun, and we run out of it. It turns out it was a 14-yard gain, Wes.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Dixon in the shotgun. Daniels at fullback. Again to Daniels. Tries to get outside. One man gets a hand on him. He spins, and a flag comes in. And I don't know what we're going to have here. Let's see. Hold.
A hold against the Vikings. And I know you can hear from, of course, in the open-air press box, the displeasure of the fans around us. That'll be a 10-yard mark off from the spot of the foul.
Yep, now go all the way back to the 32. So they'll mark us back to the 22-yard line.
Guys, of course, we always try to be, remain as neutral as possible. But I to be watching that play. It was right in front of me. And we had a guard and we had Nate Brantley blocking the same man. And I never saw any of them hands outstretched or anything. I'm not sure on that one.
First and 24. As we go all the way back to the 23-yard line, then we probably will not. I don't know if we'll run a play or not. And time called by Tifton. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. And it will be first and 24, the ball on our 23-yard line. 8.9 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 14-7. West James along with Wild Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Taylor Biddle running the sack crew and keeping everything in order. Dixon in the shotgun. Twins to the near side. Single receiver far side. Puts a man in motion. And we give it Anthony Robinson right up the middle. The sophomore running back gets out across the 30. Bill, he'll pick us up about 6 yards. That's the end of the first quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. What? You ready? We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium. It is the start of the second quarter, and it's second and 17 for our Vikings. The ball at the 30-yard line. We've got to get all the way to the 47 for a first down.
And we've got two receivers far side. Malik Roberts, single receiver near side. Tipped in a four-man front. And there's whistle, flag, and illegal procedure. And you don't see Coach Mack arguing that one. So, Bill, we go from second and 17 to second and 22 as we start the second quarter leading 14-7.
We had number 22, Daquan Mitchell, on a jet sweep that time, and he looked to be able to probably expose this weak side corner over here, and they threw the flag and disrupted that entire play.
All right, let's see what we do now. Twins far side, single receiver near side. Again, that man in motion, and we give it to him on the end around. Get a block out front by one man, two. Oh, they grabbed him by the shoulder pad. We wanted a... Oh, there's a little pumping down on the field. Our crowd's wanting a flag. You're not going to get it. Now, the end around, they got him by the shoulder pads, not a horse collar. Tackle him out at the 33-yard line. So it's going to be third and about 13. 11:34 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-7. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Dixon again in the shotgun. Again, that man in motion. We drop straight back. Looks, steps up in the pocket. They come. They got a leg on him, and he's going down back at the 26. And our Vikings will have to punt.
Jalen Johnson, number 58 for the Blue Devils, was the second guy through there. He was the one who made the tackle as Austin Dixon had gotten away from the first, trying to roll out here to the right, see if he could find a receiver downfield, just runs right into Jalen Johnson.
Sean Smith back to punt for our Vikings. Standing about the 12-yard line. Stewart standing about the 39 for Tipton.
They come after it. He gets it away. Nice wobbly pick. Calls fair catch. Bobbles the ball. And he manages to hold on to it. And LTAC Tiff will take over first and 10 at their 37-yard line. 10:37 to go first half. The Vikings lead 14-7.
That time a great punt by John Belcher. Just a booming punt. Was able to get it down the field there. And as you said, Stewart not able to really get a tight handle on it.
Actually, that was Sean Smith in punting.
Oh, Sean, I'm sorry.
Here comes Ryan Wedgeworth with a play. The ball out at the Tiff, 38-yard line. He'll send trips to the Tiff side of the field. Single receiver near side. We're in a four-man front. Stewart in the backfield. Three down linemen. We stand the defensive end up. Quarterback read. They pitch out to Stewart around the right side. He's across the 40, up to about the 41. Give him 1, 2, maybe 3 yards on the carry, second and 7 from there. And we read that option play pretty well, Bill.
Yeah, number 61, Zach Copeland, trying to get through that offensive line for the Blue Devils, just having his jersey kind of pulled away, but no call there.
10-12, 10 minutes to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-7. Tiff special team scored a touchdown. Our special team scored a touchdown. Twins to the near side. Single receiver far side for the Blue Devils. We've gone back to a five-man front. Quarterback keeper right up the middle. And he got tripped up first by number 61.
Yeah, Zach Copeland in there, right, to trip him up. And then Trey Jackson's there to clean it up.
And to give him a yard, it'll be third and about 6 with 9:40 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-7 on senior night here at Martin Stadium, our last regular season home game. Again, Tipton will have Twins left, Twins right. Wedgeworth drops straight back, steps up, throws downfield, catch is made for the first down into Viking territory at the 49-yard line.
Alex Brown there for the Vikings to make the tackle, push him out of bounds, but not before they pick up that first down.
At the 49-yard line. Or are they going to mark him at the 48? They're going to give him an extra yard there. It'll be on the far side of the field, the Tiff side of the field. Tiff going from right to left on your radio dial. It was an 11-yard pass play. Wedgeworth splits his receiver, single receiver either side, keeps all three backs in the backfield with him. Play action, looks, we got him! And he's going down. That's number 30. That will be Corvion White as he'll sack him back to the Tiff, about the 43-yard line.
Yeah, Corvion White hit him square up, but I tell you what, it's a 9-yard loss, but he almost needed a little help. That just gives you an idea of the size of Ryan Wedgeworth and the strength that that quarterback has for the Blue Devils.
It'll be second and 19 back at their 43. Ball in the middle of the field. Tip going from right to left on your radio dial, driving towards that north end zone. They'll send trips to the far side. Malik Henry, Lazarius Stewart, and another receiver. Single receiver near side. We're in man coverage. Wedgeworth drops back, looks, little screen pass underneath the Stewart. Read perfectly by the senior. I mean, to Malik Henry. Read perfectly by the senior, Trey Jackson. Jackson read it all the way, saw that little bubble screen coming back underneath, stayed with Malik Henry, and as soon as he caught the ball, he hit him and made the tackle. It'll be third and 19 with 7:50 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-7. Crowd starting to get into this ball game now a little bit, and I'm sure that's an exciting Marty down on the sideline. Wedgeworth in the shotgun. Twins to the far side, single receiver near side. Keeps two backs in the backfield. Now sends Stewart in the slot to the far side. We show blitz off the corner. There we come. Steps up, goes way downfield looking for a man. Intercepted by Brandon Roberts. At the 30. He's at the 35. Still on his feet. Goes down at the 39-yard line.
Brandon Roberts, number 31, his second INT tonight.
And that senior is shining himself. I imagine, was he somebody's impact player?
I believe he was a Traditions Flooring impact player. But I tell you what, we've played great defense, and now we're back to this position again. We're on offense. We've got to correct these penalty mistakes.
Let's go to Marty.
Guys, there was actually a penalty flag on that play, and it was against Tipton. Of all things, they had an illegal shift. penalty was declined. Viking ball.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Vikings take over first and 10 on our own 39-yard line. It was a 10-yard return. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Tipped in a five-man front. Four linebackers almost. Dixon under center. Gives it to Anthony Robinson, looking for a hole. Cuts inside, and the sophomore running back will haul the mail out to about the 46-yard line. And he'll pick up about 7 yards. Should be second and three from there with 7 minutes to go in the half. Vikings leading 14-7. Ball in the middle of the field. Arvin Berry at fullback. Jerome Daniels, wingback near side. Anthony Robinson, wingback far side, and he's in motion towards us. And Dixon, play action. Turns, throws downfield. Tift intercepts the ball.
Tavarius Butler, number one for Tift County, jumps in front of it. And he makes the INT. So the Vikings now have turned the ball over.
And we were under... Dixon under just a little bit of pressure and run on the run, tried to get rid of the ball and tried to throw it over. Butler was just not quite able to, and Tift will take over the football back now on their own 34-yard line with 6:40 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-7. Ball on the near hash mark. Tift will send two receivers far side, single receiver near side, two backs in the backfield. We're in a five-man front. He gives it to Stewart. No, quarterback keeper. And Jackson gets a hand on him to start with. But he slips away from Jackson and picks up some positive yardage out to the 30, about the 37-and-a-half yard line. So that'll be second and about a long six, short seven from there with 6:20 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14-7. Ball on the near hash mark. Tip, two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Now they've got twins to the near side. We stay in that five-man front. Wedgworth in the shotgun, drops straight back. Looks, throws out in the flats, overthrows the intended receiver number three. That's the Malik Pittman. That'll stop the clock with 6:01 to go here in the first half. And it'll be third and six, Bill.
Yeah, Wedgworth had to let that one go pretty quickly. He got a lot of pressure from the defensive line. He just overthrew his wide receiver out there and threw it high and out of bounds. And as you said, third and seven now. Vikings a long time, excuse me, the Blue Devils a long time in the huddle as Wedgworth looks to the side, gets the play call. The 25-second clock down now almost to 10 seconds.
Three receivers far side, single receiver near side. We're showing blitz off the corner. And there come, they throw out in a flat little bubble screen. Oh! Incomplete pass. They threw a little screen out to Malik Henry, and he got hit immediately. Then that was Eric Hart that just cleaned his clock. Incomplete pass. I thought they might say he might have had it for a second, but nope. Incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 5:56 to go, and Tift will have to punt, and we drop Alex Brown back into coverage.
Yeah, Eric Hart perfectly timed as he made the hit just as the ball was getting there to the receiver. Jarred it loose before he could ever get his hands on it.
And Tift standing back about their 24. Alex Brown back about our 27. No telling what Tift could do. They might even try a trick play here. Who knows? Nope. It goes to the punter. One step. High pit. Punt. Alex Brown signals fair. Catch. Drops the ball. Picks it back up at the 20. That's where we'll take over. First and 10 from there. With 5:48 to go in the half, the Vikings leading 14-7.
Well, that time Alex, he made the fair catch, but he called it so late. And any time a punter does that, he takes his eye off the ball for just that split second, and you lose that little bit of concentration. He almost let that one go, just a little bit of a bobble, but he was right there on it, recovered it, and it will be first down and 10 for the Vikings at their own 20-yard line. 5:48 left here in the half. We lead 14-7 over the Tift County Blue Devils.
Bill tied in to our side. Actually double tied in to the press box side of the field. And the ball goes to Daniels, running behind those big offensive linemen. He gets out to the 25. He'll pick up 5 yards on that carry. Will be second and five from there.
That's that heavy right or heavy left that we see at center, guard, tackle, tackle, tight end, and they really overstack a side.
Two scores we're all interested in. At the half, it's Brunswick 12, Camden 3. At the half, Valdosta 10, Colquitt 3.
Here it's 14-7, Vikings over the Blue Devils.
Again, we've got heavy right, which means we've got two tight ends. Guard, nope, yeah we do. And we go right back up the middle and we get a yard and that's it. And that is number 30, Arvin Berry on the carry, Bill. So it's the second and five. It's going to be third and four. Malik Roberts checks in.
Gabe Neighbors comes out, so we've taken out that second tight end.
Now we go to just to the tight end, the near side. That's Christian Parker. Third and four. Tift, five-man front, three linebackers. Corner up tight. Counter play to Daniels. Daniels has a first down across the 30, and he'll get out across the up to about the 33-yard line. He gave us just a couple of yards to spare there. Thank you, Jerome Daniels. 4:29 to go with a half. Vikings leading 14-7. Tiff will get the ball to start the second half, though.
Yeah, they won the toss and deferred, so.
Dixon, double tight end. Tiff, five-man front. We got a man in motion. That's Alex Brown. Give it to Brown. Looking for a hole. Runs right into the line. He will actually lose yardage as there was nothing there. They just stacked everybody up. And did we just see a flag come in?
No, it was just a lot of extracurricular activity between a few offense and defensive linemen. And there were, like, maybe shoulder straps flapping.
Something goes second and 11. We have twins to the far side, single receiver near side, inside 4 minutes to go, first half, down to 3:45, actually, as Dixon drops into the shotgun for our Vikings. Tiff goes to a four-man front. Takes the snap. Gives it to Robinson around the right side. Oh, he had daylight and tripped over his own feet. Bless his heart. All the way out to the 34, though. It'll be third and nine, Bill.
Yeah, Robinson, great speed. Has that quickness. And as soon as he saw the hole, he went to cut and could have exploded through there but lost his footing. And it's going to be third down and nine now for the Vikings.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Tiff goes back to a four-man front. They're showing blitz. There they come off the corner, and they're going to get it. They came off the corner, and then they came up the middle, and we just couldn't hold them. And they get to Austin Dixon, and we'll have to punt as they tackle him back at the 27.
Yeah, got around the left tackle around that outside, and he reached out like he was going to try and even hold just to try and keep him off the quarterback. But unfortunately, they make it to him and hit him.
John Belcher back in to punt this time now. There's a snap. Belcher gets it away. Stewart's going to watch it hit. It'll hit at the 40, across the 35, down to the 30, roll down dead, about the 29-yard line. And that's where Tiff will take over first and 10 from their own 29. 2:22 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-7. That was a 44-yard punt. We scored early on a pass play from Austin Dixon to Brandon Roberts. Then we blocked a punt on their very next possession, went up 14-0, and we fumbled the ball in the end zone on a punt. They recovered it, and that made it 14-7. That's been your scoring tonight. Tip sends two receivers far side, single receiver near side. We show blitz. Now we back out. Quarterback keeper goes nowhere. No, he's still on his feet. I thought he was down.
That's just, again, we talk about the size and the strength of number 10, Ryan Wedgeworth, and they just let him push his own way through there.
Billy,
and
he picked up 3 yards. I thought we had him at the line of scrimmage.
We did.
Second and seven as we head inside 2 minutes here in the first half. We split the receivers. Though they send a single receiver to either side of the field. They've stayed in the shotgun all night. They give it to the tailback right up the middle, and that's Ladarius Stewart. He gets to the 35. He'll get 2.5 yards.
It will be third and four from there as we head toward 135, 133. 1:30 to go here in the first half. Wind picking up. It's starting to get a little chilly. I might pull my jacket out. Third and three. Ball in the middle of the field. Tipped going from right to left on your radio dial. Headed toward that north end zone. 16 seconds on the play clock. We'll be inside. 1 minute to go here in the first half when the ball is snapped. Wedgeworth standing on the 30 with trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. He starts right, quarterback option, keeps the ball, turns, gets hit at the 35. He'll get maybe half a yard. It'll be fourth down, and Tipped will have to punt. Let's see what happens here. We could call timeout and make them punt. Clock's running. We send number 24.
Lowndes is going to set that punt safe here.
Jock Alexander going back deep.
Punt safe means you don't rush. You're looking for a fake, possibly.
Anything at all.
Chase Cottle, number 44 for Tipp County, has thrown a 52-yard pass on a fake punt.
Let's see what happens here.
They're going to run down some time, then call timeout. 8, 7, 6. This is the play clock. 5, 4, 3, 2. And there they do. Timeout with 9.1 seconds. Let's take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Vikings lead 14-7.
Back here at Martin Stadium at the Commercial Banking Company press box. 9.1 seconds to go. Tip just called timeout. They're going to have to punt.
Yeah, they ran that clock down to 9.1 seconds. And so that's all they're going to have, really. The Vikings, if we attempt any kind of return, will probably eat up most, if not all, of the clock. And then I would imagine, depending on where the ball is placed after the punt, you might see Coach McPherson just take a knee, go in the locker room, regroup, and get ready for the second half. Vikings leading 14-7 over the Tipp County Blue Devils here with 9.1 seconds left in the half.
And the Tipp waiting to punt. They get it away. Alexander takes it, and he takes it at the 29, returns it out to the 30, and that's it. It is halftime. Vikings lead 14-7, and we'll go downstairs to Marty Rogers. Wait a minute. There's a flag. Let's wait and see.
They're talking to the Blue Devils. Well, no, now they've left the field. We'll just keep it here. We're not sure exactly what the discussion is. The time did run out.
And like I said, just as soon as we get whatever it's going to be, we'll get with Marty and the Traditions Flooring Coaches interview.
Personal foul against the Vikings. And they'll decline. That'll end the half.
And they may assess that on the kickoff.
Nope, it's declined.
Nope, it's declined. Halftime. Now let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers and Coach Randy McPherson.
Coach McPherson, just a moment, getting an explanation from the official. Now we're ready. Well, maybe. Still a lot of discussion with Coach McPherson. We may or may not get a Traditions Flooring Coaches interview here before halftime. Let's see.
Well, Coach, obviously it's a good first half. I know you're a little unhappy with some of the penalties, but you're up 14-7. You got to be proud of that.
I am. The kids are playing hard. We got to quit. Oh, and keep executing, keep plugging. Our kids are playing hard.
Coach, defensively, you played great. They scored, of course, on the turnover there on the punt. The defense has stepped up great tonight. You got to be proud of them. What do you tell your team at halftime?
Hey, if they don't score, we win.
Kind of like that, guys.
There we go.
Alrighty, and Vikings leading 14-7 as we head to halftime. And
this is the Valdosta Insurance and Valdosta Insurance halftime report, also brought to you by Benefit Advisors of Georgia. We'll be right back after this 5-minute break. Vikings lead the Blue Devils 14-7. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back, Viking fans, to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We are high above Martin Stadium as we are enjoying the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen performed their entire show here tonight, as the Tift County Blue Devil Band has graciously allowed for the seniors to perform that entire show tonight for the fans, and they'll perform after the game tonight. We are at halftime. The Valdosta Insurance and... I forgot the second one. I'm sorry. I always do that. I remember Valdosta Insurance Services and the Benefit Advisors of Georgia. I'm sorry about that, folks. Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services, we want to thank them for their support of Lounge High Football in the halftime show here tonight. Vikings lead 14-7. And just to kind of quick recap, the Vikings on their first offensive possession just really worked it down the field. Had a great offensive series, went in, scored a touchdown, and then on the next offensive series by Tift County, they go to punt. We block the punt, picked up by Brian Bell, runs it into the end zone, and we're leading 14-0, and we look like we're in pretty good shape. Well, on our next offensive series, we get pinned down inside the 10, have to punt. The punter's right there at the goal line. He takes the snap. Mishandles the snap, tries to get himself out of the end zone, and in doing so, he's not hit again. He fumbles the ball. Tift County recovers. They get a touchdown, and that's where we are, 14-7.
Yeah, Bill, and of course, I've never been a kicker, don't know much about it, but he said that they had too much wax on the ball. He said it was very slippery. Of course, he dropped the snap. He also turned around and then dropped it, and when they were making the tackle on him there, and you know, you hate to see that play, because other than that play, we've really pretty much controlled the whole first half.
Yeah, we really have.
Offense has played well, but we've had our backs to the wall, so to speak, ever since we went up 14-0. We've played down on our end of the field and haven't really been able to be comfortable in the offense. They pinned their ears back. They've come after us a couple times. Due to the penalties, we've had third and long, and they've just been able to come at Austin. And talked with some of the old linemen, and they said, you know, we're getting blitzes right at the last minute, and just can't pick them all up. So hopefully we can win the field position. You know, a famous coach used to always take the defense first. And everybody said, you know, now when you win the toss, you're going to pick offense or the first. He always picked defense because he liked to pin them deep, make them punt, and get the ball midfield. That's what we need to do second half. We need to hold them on the first possession, get the ball midfield so our offense can go to work, and then actually be out in the middle of the field, and you can see our whole offense. You can see our game plan tonight with the throw to football.
Now, what famous coach said that?
Right, baseball. He used to pick defense.
Yeah, but I tell you, one of the things, though, we're trying not to kick deep, though. We tried that little pooch kick thing, trying to keep Ladarius Stewart from getting the ball. But I really think we've just got to put our foot into it, as you said, drive it down there deep, let them have to start at the 20, and then, like I said, make them punt, hopefully get the ball midfield and be able to set up some offense.
Sure, and obviously the pooch kick is simply out of respect for Ladarius Stewart.
Right.
Cold night, not so sure the ball's going to travel as well, no wind. So obviously that's what it is. Ladarius Stewart's a heavy athlete. They don't want to give him a big play. But I agree with you. Let him rip it. Let him get into the end zone or try to at least. Start him on the 20. Our defense is playing great. They're not running the ball on us very well, and that's allowing our safeties to drop back and get in coverage. Brandon Roberts, you know, has played just excellent.
Two interceptions.
Two interceptions. Been right on point. And, you know, can't say enough either about Alex Brown in that play
early in
the game. That was a huge play to hold them on third down. That's right before we blocked the punt. And he had that man one-on-one on a deep post route, which is the hardest route to cover to me in football. And he did a wonderful job of breaking up that play. And I'm proud of our defense. You know, they kept them scoreless. Kept their offense scoreless anyways. Of course, they scored seven on the fumble punt. But defense is just playing lights out, and they've got to keep it up. I mean, you know, you heard Randy McPherson. They're in the tradition flooring.
They don't score, we win.
They don't score, we win.
That's exactly right. Well, we're going to have our Page Heating and Air halftime stats in just a little while. But let's go ahead. We got some updated scores from around the region. Let's go to Taylor Stubbs.
Some scores around the region are over in Brunswick, between the Bricks, Brunswick leads Camden 12-10. And over in Cocoa County tonight, they're celebrating their 100th year of football. And guess who they played every single year of football?
They have played the Valdosta Wildcats.
They have. And right now, Valdosta's leading them 10-3.
And that's 10-what's the score?
10-3 right at halftime.
10-3, Valdosta leads the Colquitt County Packers also at halftime. And uh, Brunswick leading Camden. So maybe not a surprise, but and that just leads to the parity that we've seen in this region so far this year. Any team in this region, much like an SEC, can win any time.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to take a three-minute break. When we come back, we'll have our Page Heating and Air halftime stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air. This halftime is brought to you by Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. Vikings lead 14-7. And we're back here at the Benefit Advisors and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show as the Vikings lead the Tipp County Blue Devils 14-7, and we're getting ready to bring you the Page Heating and Air halftime stats as we'll turn it over to Taylor Biddle. Tell us about the stats here in the first half, Taylor.
Thanks to Page Heating and Air for the stats. First down so far, Tipp County has 3 first downs, Lowndes High has 6. Rushing attempts, Tipp is 15 carries for 23 yards. The Vikings are 19 carries on 44 yards. Passing tonight, Tipp County's 2 of 7 with 11 yards passing. They have thrown 2 interceptions. The Vikings are 3 of 4 for 70 yards passing. We've thrown 1 interception. Total plays tonight, the Vikings run 23 plays for 114 yards. Tipp has run 22 plays for 34 yards. Both teams have fumbled once. Lowndes lost theirs with the touchdown. Thomas County recovered theirs. Tipp County recovered theirs. Penalties tonight, the Vikings have been penalized 5 times for 37 yards. Tipp County's penalized 1 time for 15 yards. Leading rushers through halftime, Jerome Daniels has 4 carries for 33 yards. Anthony Robinson has 4 carries for 19 yards. Receiving tonight, Jerome Daniels has 1 catch for 12 yards. Brandon Roberts has 1 catch for 37 yards and 1 touchdown. Gabe Mabers has 1 catch for 21 yards. Leading tacklers through one half of play for the Vikings, Nathan Brantley has 4 tackles. Trey Jackson has 4 tackles. Zach Copeland has 4 tackles. Bryant Bell has two tackles. Vikings have scored 14 points in the first quarter and no points in the second. Tipp County scored 7 points in the first quarter, none in the second quarter. That is your Page Heating and Air halftime stat report.
Well, we talked about Tipp County had won the toss and deferred to the second half, so they'll get the ball to start the second half here. As we'll wonder, we talked a little bit about, as we first came back into the halftime show, about would we see Lowndes really try to boom something deep, pin them back maybe at the 20 so that we could maybe let our defense go to work, maybe force them into a punt and get some field position. It seems that especially in the second quarter, the Vikings just did not have field possession.
Yeah, field position. I think we started a couple of drives inside of our own 20 in the through penalties and through holding calls and losing some yards with a sack. We're down inside where we really couldn't get any breathing room. When we got the breathing rooms, when we fumbled and lost in the end zone. What I'm pleased about thus far, though, is the Vikings have sustained the drive. They went 82 yards, I believe, on that one drive, 5 plays, 82 yards. Tipp County has not sustained the real drive, guys. They haven't really done much offensively to sustain a drive. Although the Vikings have only done it once, but we've scored. Defense is going to have to continue to play. Second half, to me, is going to come over to turnovers and penalties. We've had a bunch of turnovers thus far with the interceptions in the ball game and the fumbles. That's the first quarter, first half of play. Let's see what happens in the second half of play.
Yeah, it really will. The Vikings, you see them coming out of the field house now, out of the locker room. Tipp County comes out of their locker room. We're going to take our final 60-second break of the Benefit Advisors and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. When we come back, it'll be time for the second half kickoff. Vikings leading 14-7. We'll be right back after this 60-second.